Dr. Leslie's show with holistic living and faith consciousness. We are your bridge to wholeness and clarity in a rapidly changing world. Friends, I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and I'm glad you're here. Today, we are going to be joined by Dina Baker again, and we have some gifts for you. We got a few surprises coming up. I'm going to blow the surprise right now to let you know that later in today's show, we are going to have a deep reset for you to be able to experience personally, okay? This is a created recording that Dina and I have brought our gifts together for to help you find out what that feels like to move into what we're going to talk about in a minute, what we call coherence, to move into a state of greater harmony and ease in your body and mind, your nervous system moving into a place of peace in 30 seconds, okay? So that's going to be available on today's show. We're going to take you through an experience that's not just about your breath, that's going to be using, in some ways, advanced sound healing through a guided process and show you how fast you can bring reset to your mind, your body, and your soul. Okay, the scripture says, be still and know that I am God. This is about a quick way to move into that stillness. You know, friends, it doesn't need to take a lot of time to tune into the divine, okay? God's essence is imprinted within you, and all we need to do is quiet the noise and find the stillness in the nervous system to connect with that. It's there for you anytime, all day long. And today we're going to have a little experience of it. Next week, we're also going to give you a 3-minute recording that you can access for free online, which means you're going to be able to download something that you can use as a tool in your everyday life. And we're going to be talking about tools and how your life can be advanced, enhanced, how you can move into a higher state of living through your body and your health, your mindset, your mental state, and your neurological state, like how your nervous system is functioning and what kind of signals it's giving to the cells in your body, which translates into how are you feeling in this moment? How are you feeling? Okay, do you feel strong, encouraged, uplifted, joyous, and buoyant? Or are you feeling distressed because there's a winter storm coming this weekend? I saw a lot of people rushing around. We came past the grocery store on the way here, and a lot of people were kind of panicking like a mannequin to get ready for what's being predicted. Now, think of all the times and ways we do that. We move into rapid movement with a bit of fear and tension about what's being predicted or what our own nervous system is predicting. Do you know that even without talking about it, your nervous system can be in a state of fight or flight, which is predicting danger, threat, not feeling safe, okay? Even if it's just about a disagreement with your spouse, or your boss, or your kids. So just know that your body mind can go into a state of defense, a state of arming itself and readiness for fighting or fleeing. It's all about survival. And the roots of those feelings are actually from the frequency of fear. It doesn't mean that you have to be thinking or speaking out loud fearful thoughts. It can just be a frequency, a tone in your body that says, I better watch out. I need to defend myself. I need to get ready for a battle. And when we're in that state, we align with different versions of reality than when we're standing in peace. Peace holds with it a sense of confidence, a sense of safety. Even we can move into a state of joy. And do you know that one of the blessings of it all is that these states can be contagious? And when you continue joining with us here on the show, you're going to begin to get tools and move into more advancement to calling in the state of being that you intend to have intentionally. Do you know that God has designed you and wired you for that? You can actually begin to take command of what's happening in your body mind. You can speak to your soul and say, be bold, stand up, believe. You can speak to yourselves that say, be strong, know that all is well, have peace. And when you do, you can move into a state of alignment and what we call coherence, which allows even for spontaneous healing. And we're going to be talking further about that today. I know last week I introduced to you the story of actually my own spontaneous healing, the spontaneous remission of diagnosed breast cancer. Friends, I have an exciting statement to give you right now. In 2 weeks from today, on February 5th, we're going to have Dr. Cammie Benton from Benton Integrative Medicine here live on the show. She is the medical doctor. She is my physician who walked me through that journey, who actually helped me move into the right tools that were needed to align my mind, align my nervous system, my body, and my faith in such a way, and using the right tools, as I said, using support structures that are available in integrative medicine today, to where there was an outcome. Didn't know it was going to happen like that, but it did happen. And the body mind moved into alignment. And my body remembered what it means to be whole and well and shifted out of that diagnosis in a very unexpected way. So we're going to be talking about that in 2 weeks with Dr. Benton and letting you know a little more about what's available in modern medicine today. You know, there's new technologies showing up on a regular basis that science is finding can be very effective to help you overcome what we used to see as challenges that can take a lot more to overcome. So you can move into what's new and different and defies what we used to think was possible. So it's exciting. So friends, I just want to let you know that we're going to take a break in a moment. When we come back, I'm going to bring on Dina Baker. We're going to start laying the foundations for your experience today of sound healing on multiple levels, and watch how fast, in 30 seconds, you can change your state. You can rearrange what's happening in the cells in your body, the thoughts in your mind, the frequency that you're experiencing, and move into that place of alignment with that which we call God. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity. It's all within you. So friends, I want to start this segment by mentioning a little what-whoa. Okay, from last week, I wanted to just clarify something I said. I mentioned that the word meditate appears more often than pray in the Bible, and that's not true in English translations. So interestingly, you know, the languages that the Bible's actually originally written in are Aramaic, Greek, and Hebrew. And like many languages, there are multiple words for things that sometimes the English language only has one word for. Do you know that it's interesting, even from country to country? I lived in New Zealand, and there are English words in New Zealand that we don't have and use with the distinction that they do here. It's interesting. So even in different locations of the world, we can take one language and use it differently to where the same words mean different things, or we have more distinctions in one part of the world than another. And when we go from language to language, we can really run into a bunch of that to where we might have one word for something and another language might have seven different words. And for example, you know, there's a lot of teachings about the many ways that the word love is used in the Bible. And there's like agape love, there's unconditional love, there's brotherly love, there's romantic love. There's all these different distinctions that the original languages have different words for, and we don't. We have to just go into a longer description. There's not just a clean-cut word for the difference. Now, in the original texts, there are many places where what we refer to as meditate are used. This is talking about where the scriptures are referring to moving your focus within, to stilling the mind and contemplating. Okay, so that's actually the most accurate way for me to describe it for you. There's more instances in the original text where the scriptures are guiding us inwards and into stillness versus outwards and speaking to God the way we normally think of in prayer when we're saying, please do this, or asking questions. You know, there's actually more instances of saying, turn within. And in my view, that turning within, that meditating, that moving into stillness is where we can go into the listening part. Don't you think we're going to benefit a lot when we can begin to hone ourselves to turning into the listening? The listening. So today we are going to be listening to something very special that's been created for you. This 30-second vibrational reset is going to be live on air. And again, starting next week, we're also making a 3-minute reset available online for those of you who want a deeper daily practice. We're not talking about a lot here, folks. We're talking about 3 minutes, okay? Now, as we move further down the track of understanding faith consciousness, of exploring all the avenues that faith can fill in our lives, and how faith can move us into alignment, not just with a healthier state of mind, but a healthier physical body, healthier cells. Now, how can faith translate into health? How can faith turn into the physical body changing? Now, those of you who've studied the word know there's numerous examples in scripture. One that I love to reflect back on is the woman with the issue of blood, where scriptures say she, for many years, she had suffered with this condition, spent all her money on medical treatments, and still was suffering with the same thing. No one could find an answer. And she heard that that who we call Jesus now in scriptures is the most accurate name is more like Yeshua, okay, it wasn't an English name, was coming to town and ministering to a number of people. She found her way there. And the scriptures say, and this is the one scripture that I know of that really specifically talks about self-talk. The scriptures say, she said to herself. She said to herself, folks, what is your self-talk saying? This woman said to herself, if only I can touch his robe, I will be healed. So understand that what happened here was she placed her faith in a particular condition. Do you know what we call that scientifically today? The placebo effect. The placebo effect says when a person is given a pill and they're placing their, this is just a demonstration of it, they're placing their faith in that pill and believing that this is a medicine that's going to make them well. They all think that it's some sort of medication when actually it's just a sugar pill. It has no biochemical effect on the body to make any change happen with their health. There are so many instances in research where a person has something administered to them that they believe is bringing a solution. And even though it's an empty pill, it's an empty remedy that they are subjecting themselves to, but they believe that it is more than that, the body responds. And we find that placebo effect to be so powerful. This is the power of true belief. When we go back to this woman with the issue of blood, her self-talk was, if only I can touch his robe. Now, friends, I like to think that if she said to herself, if only I can see him, the moment her eyes landed on the figure of that who we call Jesus, of Yeshua, once her eyes registered that physical form, her body would have responded. If she had said, if I can only see him, or if I can only hear his voice, she would have primed herself as a receptor and a responder to those conditions. If she aligned to the degree she did when she said, if only I can touch her robe. And the story carries on to say she made her way through the crowd. She did touch his robe. And in an instant, the cells in her body responded and she was healed. She could feel it. And then Jesus said, what? He said, who has touched me? He starts looking around. The disciples are like, Lord, give us a break. We're surrounded by people. This is a mass mob. Everyone's touching everyone. He said, I felt the power go from me. Okay? He felt the energy move. He felt the healing frequency move through him and to that recipient who had already set her up, set herself up. Her belief system said, if only I can touch his robe, I'll be healed. Then he starts asking, who touched me? Who did this? She held her hand up and admitted it was me. And he said to her, your faith has healed you. He commended this woman for her great faith. She didn't go and ask permission. She didn't go and say, somebody lay their hands on me and pray. She didn't ask God in heaven for her healing. She believed in faith that if she just could make her way through and touch that robe, that her body would be healed. And it responded in kind. And Jesus confirmed, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. So friends, this show is a platform to help you understand the tools that we have today, the technology of faith, where we can access ways of being and belief and alignment in ways that have not been possible before. And we can bring through that divinely appointed gift that follows true faith. We can learn how to align our mind, our body, and our spirit with the gifts that faith can bring, which brings outcome even into your outer world. Today, we're going to be talking about healing as alignment. What we often call spontaneous healing is coherence showing up faster than expected. And I want to let you know a little bit more about that term. We'll be using it a lot, not just in this show, but in the future. When I use the word coherence, I'm talking about what happens to the body, the nervous system, emotions, and thoughts when they're no longer fighting each other, when they're working together, when they're moving into harmony and flow. That's what I'm calling coherence. And there are new ways that we can access that state that we're going to be exploring. And some of those ways are through sound frequencies. Dina Baker, I want to thank you for being with us again today. We're going to be moving into utilizing and exploring some of your gifts of sound healing. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me on again, Dr. Leslie.
So, I know that we're going to be putting together a 3-minute clip for everyone to have next week. What were your feelings when you were bringing through the sounds for this 30-second reset? What do you think people can do in 30 seconds?
You can shift your entire nervous system.
Mm.
You can go, I love to say, you can go from the chaos to the calm. I think you may have touched on that earlier when we were talking about the snow, but yes, chaos to calm.
Someone said the calm before the storm, and I said, or the storm before the calm.
Yes.
You know what, folks? We can flip it.
Yes, we can.
We can flip it. If you are walking in the storm, you're going to find out in the next segment what it feels like to flip from the storm to the calm. In 30 seconds, okay? It doesn't need to take a long time. So stay tuned. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, get ready for a 30-second reset. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity. Okay, folks, we were talking about coherence. And, you know, I want to bring in a little example. Coherence is like an orchestra tuning to the same key instead of every instrument playing its own song, okay? That's everything kind of moving into collaboration. I kind of like that. Coherence, collaboration. So just imagine that your mind, your heart, your digestion, your nervous system, the cells in your body get in touch with each other and be friends and harmonize and become like that orchestra that's going to play a beautiful piece with one conductor. And I'm going to call that conductor that which we call God, okay? We have the hand of God wired within us. And when we allow it to be, our natural state is dwelling in the peace of God. You know, Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations." And, what I want to do today is bring us into this stillness with Dina's creation and my words guiding you on top of it. We're going to have a short segment of that today. Next week, it's going to be longer. And, you know, just wanted to have a little chat about it with Dina first. Dina, I thought we could explore these questions. Actually, one of my listeners that I was talking to about what we were going to be doing today mm-hmm. brought forward a few questions. And I was like, I think we should have a little panel discussion on air.
Okay.
So we talked about what happens to the body when someone drops into coherence this quickly? And you were talking about how the nervous system just, boom, shifts yes. its perspective, right? Why does even 30 seconds make a difference for the nervous system?
Because the nervous system does respond that quickly. You think about it, if you go to a hot stove and you go to touch the stove, you don't keep your hand on the burner and a few minutes go by and you're like, I wonder if this is hot. I wonder if I should pull my hand away.
Why your tissues are sizzling.
Exactly. Your nervous system just immediately kicks into action and you pull your hand away. Mm. So just when it hears the frequencies, it does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's speaking calm to the nervous system.
Okay. So folks, we're used to the phrase, the calm before the storm. We're used to thinking, yeah, my nervous system can respond real fast when that person in front of me tries to cut me off, or they slam on brakes for no reason, and I get that flash in my face, you know, that feeling?
Yes.
Like this, that's the nervous system's immediate response to a threat. But did you know that we can flip it and bring the peace after the storm, go from the storm to the peace very intentionally, we can move into alignment and make quick responses. It doesn't have to take a long time. We know how things can turn upside down really fast. Now we're going to learn how to turn things right back up really fast. So how do you see alignment affecting the mind differently than effort or willpower, my listener said?
That's a good one, too. Mm. With the willpower, there's actually a lot of force that comes with that, a lot of mental force, and that mental capacity uses a lot of energy. The alignment is about the peace, the relaxation, and more of a receiving without the effort.
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the truth? So what's coming to my mind as someone near and dear to me is right now working with overcoming an addictive pattern that she has, okay? And it is a substance addiction, okay? And she, we've been discussing this whole willpower thing. And we can conjure up a lot of energy and a lot of mental determination, but we need to sustain a whole lot of energy to keep on pushing through with willpower. And I was just letting her know about some support structures, even in this city, in Charlotte. There are recovery programs for addiction recovery that are using holistic methods. They're using guided meditation. They're using breath work. They're using methods that are scientifically proven to bring us into a relaxed state and help us move into coherence. And they're finding and are showing case studies where people are more able to relax into ease and alignment like this and recover from addictions when they're using these tools versus just willpower or just willpower and conversation with others that's supportive, okay? But they can move into easing into a state. Friends, I want to say that we can ease into a state where our body mind remembers that divine blueprint that was put into us before we were conceived in the womb. God said, before you were formed in the womb, I knew you. I knew you. That blueprint, that design from heaven was already there before you were formed. And you can move back into a memory of that perfect harmony, that coherence, that ease, and addictions can fall away. And guess what? So can breast cancer. I'm here to testify about it. And what we want to do is dispel the mysticism of that as well. There are new understandings through science where we can see how the body-mind can align and even the subatomic particles and waves can begin to respond differently. This is new information that we haven't had before the newer sciences have been awakening, especially in the last 100 years. So, folks, it's not really that new. But we are beginning to integrate what we know about the science of frequency, about the field of energy which we live in, and we're beginning to dispel the myths that separated science from religion a lot of times, where we're believing that everything invisible is religious. And I'm saying modern science can prove the truth of that which we have held in our religious traditions and are taught in scriptures. And now we begin to see the two connecting and move into coherence. How about that? Okay, so what have you noticed emotionally when people experience the reset?
Emotionally, people are at times can move into crying, but not from the sadness anymore. It can actually be a release of the stored tension that their body has been holding on to. Mm. Because really, the body does have a memory of the tension and the tension patterns. And there was one other thing that I was getting ready to say, and sometimes my mind...
Well, that's okay. While you're thinking of that, I'm going to speak to what you just said, okay, mm-hmm. about the body having a memory of tension and tension patterns. So, folks, a lot of you know that I am a doctor of chiropractic. I have specialized in and worked with helping people's nervous systems move into a more aligned state of coherence and peace, which carries with it, you know, I'm talking about the brain and spinal cord as the central nervous system, and the spine itself, which is really just this tube of bones that are segmented, that are a bony covering to protect that spinal cord, how this nervous system can hold memory of past trauma, and most of us are holding past trauma as tension patterns that stores energy and information from the past in the tissues of our body. There's something called adverse mechanical cord tension around the spinal cord that can be found and released with specialized methods. You're going to be experiencing that at some of our live events in the future. But before we move into the next break, I want to bring us into the experience that we've been talking about. This is a 30-second reset. We're going to turn it on in just a minute. Everyone that's hearing right now, whether it's now live or a recorded version in the future, just find yourself feeling like a sponge to receive and take a deep breath. And here we go. Let's join and feel our peace. Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly and feel peace in our minds, in our hearts, in our hands, in our feet, and peace flows through our lives. And it is so. Welcome back. This is the Dr. Leslie Show with Faith Consciousness, where we explore real life, real challenges, and the path to wholeness and clarity. Friends, welcome back. So we're talking a little bit more now about that emotional state that can be changed even in as little as 30 seconds. Now, if you joined us for that 30-second moment, you may have found that you could tune into that. You need to often close your eyes, take a break from where you're putting your attention, and turn your attention within. Next week, we're going to have a 3-minute experience for you that is available online, and we're going to put that 30-second clip on there as well. So this is something that when you've only got a second, if you put it on your phone, if you go like, I need a reset and I need it now, you can turn your attention within, let those sound frequencies and the words bringing you guidance allow you to remember what it feels like to be without that fear, without that tension, without that anxiousness. Did you know that stress itself is born from a state of fear? Even if it's stress about whether you're going to be on time or not, or whether or not you're going to get that raise, or whatever it is that you feel tension about in your life, its underlying root is coming from fear. Scriptures say that God is love, and true love casts out all fear. So what we're going to be exploring is how to move into that alignment, how to access that God frequency where we're dwelling in that state of true love that casts out fear, and finding that stress melts away, that the nervous system tension and anxiousness just settles. I had my own experience with implementing some of these teachings and tools today with my mother. She's 90 years old. She's got early dementia, and she was having a physical therapy session after her hip replacement surgery last month. And she was shaking. She was anxious. she was kind of starting to panic. And so I went and touched her physically. I gave her a calm, steady touch and asked her to focus on her breath. Mom, breathe in through the nose. Take a deep breath in. Now let it out really slow. And I watched how quickly, with right guidance and a bit of focus, even at any age, at any stage, when we're in a state of anxiety and panic, we can shift the nervous system with these focused intentions and tools, working with the breath, working with sound, working with new healing methods, even tools that bring about specific frequencies, like the biocharger machine that I was using when my body mind moved into coherence and resolved the cancer that was apparent within it. My body mind moved into memory of wholeness and health and brought into being spontaneous remission of an illness that we would normally expect to have a long journey to bring resolution to. Okay? So I've witnessed it myself. I'm here to testify, and I want to invite you into more awareness of what's available and remind you again that in 2 weeks, Dr. Benton will be on the show with us discussing what this integrated medicine is that's bridging in these new technologies, these new sciences, using equipment that's working vibrationally and with frequency. This is a Tesla coil where the scientist Nikola Tesla had developed a frequency type of protocol that would help change the physical body and its state, and even Rife frequencies. There are 5 different sciences integrated into this one machine, and this is one of the newer tools and technologies that are helping us access new possibilities in our health and healing, in our mindset, and in our outcomes in life. Understand that when we begin to move into alignment and coherence on a regular basis, and we are holding the thoughts, the feelings, and the frequency of faith, we can not just see changes in how we feel and how our body is responding, we can line up with better outcomes in life. We can begin to be that conduit where we see that life isn't happening to me. Life isn't just happening for me, but I can be a vessel, an intentional vessel, where life is happening through me. And I am being an aligned space of flow where good things, synchronicities, that which seems to be almost beyond natural starts to show up. We move into that zone, and it starts with inner peace. While we're joining today, I really wanted to acknowledge that there's been a group of human beings walking across the nation over the last recent months, and they walked through our area last week. This week and last week, so kind of bridging over, a group of Buddhist monks have been holding such an observable state of peace. You can look at their faces. Then the scriptures talk a lot about countenance. And the Bible says you can judge a tree by its fruits. And I noticed this group of souls marching across this land with an intention to bring peace to this world are like transmitters of that peace frequency. Just looking at these faces of ease, of calm, and of beautiful unconditional love, you can see it. It's transmitting. And I just love how watching that in practice, watching that transmission of peace that's observable, that's contagious, that tens of thousands of people have gone to just witness what this group of humans is doing and are being impacted They're being affected by that peace. I'm going to say that the hand of God works in mysterious ways. And sometimes it's not coming through the boxes or the titles that we might expect. But in many ways, the fruits of the Holy Spirit can show up on this planet, sometimes with masks or coverings or titles on that we weren't expecting. So I'm here to invite us to watch a new era coming on this planet where the hand of God moves in unexpected ways and the confines of what's possible that we used to hold begin to melt away and we see more things possible than ever before. Unity, harmony, and transcension of the old ways of thinking that used to separate us, divide us, cause us to judge, fear, or hate one another. These things are changing, and we're being given an opportunity to move into that state of coherence in our body-mind that translates into a state of peace, a state of flow with that which we call God or the God frequency, and a new opportunity to see unity and the God frequency in others that we might never have been open to seeing it in before. It's available now. Think of those who you judge the most in life right now. Maybe pick from that group one person. Who have you had the greatest challenges with this week, last year, or even over the past decade? Bring yourself to a state of peace right now and imagine sharing that peace with this person. Let them be a symbol of all that you feel is against you in this world. Let them be a symbol. And imagine peace flooding from you to that person right now. Not your peace, not your truth, just peace. It exists because it is God, and God is everywhere. The God that flows to us, through us, and as us fills this world and beyond. So imagine that field of peace moving on to those who you've seen as your adversaries, even those circumstances, and know that all can be brought into harmony when you believe it, when you feel it. You can begin to know it, and so it is. So friends, a reminder again. First, you're going to get a 3-minute track from myself and Dina Baker that you can use at home to tune in, to use as your tool of moving into peace, of moving into clarity, and moving into healing and wholeness. That's going to be next week. Week after next, Dr. Cami Benton is going to be with us, helping bring further awareness of how this bridge is showing up between holistic methods, the new sciences of vibration, frequency, and even tools like this biocharger machine, working in collaboration and harmony with allopathic traditional medicine, and how medical doctors like her are learning how to weave both worlds together and have amazing new outcomes that we once did not see as possible. So that's coming in 2 weeks' time. And then what we have coming next is live events. So Dina and I have already got on the calendar, save the date, March the 15th. We're going to be holding a live event of sound healing and frequency healing body work on tables blended together at Heartlight in Charlotte. Join us next week. We bless you and connect.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for local talk radio. WSIC, local, starts here.